From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has said he expects to see 70% of the population in each province vaccinated against COVID-19 by the end of 2021 to meet the goal of achieving herd immunity. In a written statement received by Antara from the Press Bureau of the Presidential Secretariat in Jakarta on Tuesday, the president expressed the hope that the target will be achieved by each province, including West Nusa Tenggara, which is scheduled to host the International World Superbike event in November this year. In a dialogue with regional representatives in East Java, the president also requested that vaccinations continue to be accelerated so that COVID-19 transmission in Indonesia can be checked immediately. Meanwhile, representatives from West Nusa Tenggara affirm they are ready to speed up daily vaccinations to 15,000 to support the International World Superbike event. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin spoke of the government readying a detailed scenario for handling COVID-19 that is expected to become endemic in the country. The Vice President stated after visiting the COVID-19 Vaccination Center at the University of Indonesia Salemba Jakarta campus on Tuesday, the government had forecast COVID-19 to linger on until and unless the right effective medicine against the virus was discovered. To end the pandemic gradually and inch towards the endemic phase, Amin noted the government will continue to apply health protocols and expedite COVID-19 vaccination. The provision of additional doses of COVID-19 vaccine or booster is one of the strategies undertaken by the government to reduce the pace of the virus and move to the endemic phase. During his visit, Amin highlighted the importance of vaccination as the key to successfully handling the COVID-19 pandemic by realizing herd immunity in Indonesia. Indonesia's success at the Tokyo 2020 Paralympics cannot be separated from the government's role, which gives full support to all sports disciplines the contingent competed in. Indonesian National Paralympic Committee Chairman Seni Marbun has said he praised Youth and Sports Minister Zainuddin Amali for allowing Indonesian NPC or National Paralympic Committee athletes to participate in various international events, thereby helping 23 athletes become eligible for the world's largest sports event for disabled athletes. He was referring to Indonesia's achievement, which has exceeded all targets at the Tokyo Paralympics. Indonesia was targeting 1 gold, 1 silver, and 3 bronze, and to finish in the top 60. After struggling, Indonesia managed to bring home 2 golds, 3 silvers, and 4 bronzes. This has put Indonesia in the 46th place in the Tokyo Paralympics medal ranking. Now we move to the international news. UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator Martin Griffiths said on Tuesday, the reopening of Kabul Airport for international commercial flights was among the top issues he had discussed with the head of the political office of the Taliban, Abdul Ghani Baradar. Griffiths pointed out that the Taliban leadership, in turn, raised the importance of those Afghans who have left the country to return to the Islamic Republic. As the international air service with the Afghan capital remained suspended, Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid said earlier, the movement will not allow people to travel abroad until a new cabinet is formed and the Kabul airport is fully prepared. The European Union and United States Trade and Technology Council is to be launched later this month, Valdis Dombrovskis, the European Commission Executive Vice President, said on Tuesday. Dombrovskis told the conference in Tallinn, the council is aimed at coordinating approaches to global trade, economic and technology issues, and addressing unfair competition and the misuse of new technology. Cooperation on emerging technology will also be the focus of the council. Dombrovskis further said, with the United States, European Union share similar challenges on cybersecurity and the dominant market power of some digital service providers. European Union shares an interest in regulating technologies to protect consumers and businesses, as well as upholding the common values of European Union and United States. The Supreme Court of Mexico ruled on Tuesday that penalties for early abortions applied in most states of the country run counter to the Constitution. Supreme Court President Arturo Saldivar said at a hearing aired on YouTube that Mexico has made one more step in women's historic fight for equality, dignity, and empowerment. According to the state's legislation, women accused of the termination of pregnancy were sentenced to 1 to 3 years in prison, regardless of the causes of abortions. The court's decision will be applied throughout the country, repealing the state's laws penalizing abortions. We end the news with more than 415,000 customers in the U.S. state of Louisiana that continue to experience power outages 10 days after Hurricane Ida made a landfall, the PowerOutage.us website reported. As of Tuesday afternoon, some 416,000 people experienced problems with the supply of electricity, the portal, which aggregates information on power outages across the United States. The Category 4 hurricane first hit the southeast of the U.S. on August 29, taking the life of at least 15 people in Louisiana. The hurricane then moved to the northeastern part of the United States, unleashing flash flooding on the East Coast. The authorities in the states of New York and New Jersey proclaimed a state of emergency amid the devastation from Hurricane Ida. Well, listener, that was the news.
Sampai jumpa di video selanjutnya. The impression that countries on the African continent are always plagued by conflict, civil war, food shortage, and coup has not disappeared. The chaos in Ethiopia, due to the rebel resistance on the northern border that caused refugees and the danger of famine, is now followed by a coup in one of the countries on the west coast of the continent, namely Guinea. Guinean military elements arrested President-elect Alpha Conde and coup d'etat his government on Sunday, September 5, 2021. The coup was led by a colonel commander of the country's elite troops, Mamadi Dombuya. Following information through the mass media regarding the detention of Alpha Conde, Colonel Mamadi confirmed the takeover of power at a press conference in Conakry, in the capital of Guinea. He promised the mass media that he would soon form a government to undergo a transition period before the formation of a new government. The coup leader barred all government officials from leaving the country. As reported by a number of international mass media, many people in Conakry welcomed the military's action. They took the streets hailing the military troops patrolling the capital. The coup leaders stated that the act was carried out to save the country, including from abuse of authority and corruption. Colonel Mamadi Dombuya stated that he had frozen the state law. Interestingly, President Alpha Conde is the first Guinean president to rise to power thanks to popular elections in 2010 and has served 2 terms in office. Conde has only served 1 year in his 3rd term through the 2020 election. However, his last term was obtained after the law on the office of the president was changed on his initiatives from 2 terms to 3 consecutive terms. The amendment to the law have come under fire from the opposition, who criticized it for being carried out at the time when the COVID-19 pandemic hit the country. The coup in West African Guinea is nothing new. The first occurred on September 23, 2008 by the military led by a major. What is different from the 2021 coup? The 2008 coup happened just after the then-president Lansana Conte died. At that time, the United States only voiced its hope for a peaceful transition period. But regarding the 2021 coup, the United States condemned the military action. The United Nations, African Union, and regional agency ECHO have also joined in condemning this coup and calling for the return of civilian rule. After all, Alpha Conde was Guinea's first democratically elected president by election in 2010 and in the following 2 terms. Will Guinea get better with the military's promise to end abuse of power and corruption? And will the people who welcome the coup d'etat also have a better life in the future? Only time will tell.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on September 8, 1954 about the Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, or SEATO, was established. The Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, or SEATO, is an international organization for collective defense that was signed on September 8, 1954 in Manila, the Philippines. The formal institution SEATO was formed at a meeting of treaty partners in Bangkok in February 1955. This organization was established to block the further development of communism in Southeast Asia. The headquarters of this organization is located in Bangkok, Thailand. SEATO was dissolved on June 13, 1977. SEATO members were Australia, France, New Zealand, Thailand, Pakistan, Philippines, United Kingdom, and United States of America. Moving on to an event on September 8, 1967, when International Literacy Day was celebrated for the first time. International Literacy Day is celebrated every September 8. The date of the commemoration was announced by UNESCO at the 14th General Assembly of UNESCO, October 26, 1966. International Literacy Day is celebrated to increase public awareness of the importance of literacy for every human being, community, and society. We end today in history with an event on September 8, 1991 on the independence of the Republic of North Macedonia. The Republic of North Macedonia or Macedonia is a country located on the Balkan Peninsula, southern Europe. The country is bordered by Serbia and Kosovo to the north, Albania to the west, Greece to the south, and Bulgaria to the east. Macedonia celebrates Independence Day on September 8, 1991, after a referendum was held to decide whether to become independent or to remain in the Yugoslav Federation. The result of the referendum showed the Macedonian people want independence. Well, listener, that was today in history.
Sudah tak mungkin hasrat cinta menyatu, walau rasa itu masih ada, bahkan telah jadi bagian dalam hidupku. Jangan coba tanyakan ketulusan cinta ini, hanya engkaulah satu harapan dan juga satu tujuan dalam hidupku. Kasih, biarlah cintaku melayang jauh. Rasa cinta yang ada, rasa cinta yang ada. Jangan coba tanyakan ketulusan cinta ini, hanya kaulah satu harapan
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bank Indonesia or BI and People's Bank of China or PBC on Monday officially began the implementation of local currency settlement or LCS between Indonesia and China. In their official statement, Bank Indonesia explained that the cooperation framework includes direct quotation and certain regulation relaxation in foreign exchange between rupiah and yuan. This cooperation framework was made based on the MOU agreed and signed by BI Governor Peri Warjio and PBC Governor Yi Gang on September 30, 2020. Besides China, Bank Indonesia also already has LCS framework with other partner countries, namely Japan, Malaysia, and Thailand. The cooperation implementation was part of Bank Indonesia's continuous effort to encourage wider local currency use in trade transactions and direct investment with partner countries. Therefore, LCS use expansion is expected to support rupiah stability through its impact towards less dependence on particular currency in the domestic foreign exchange market. Bank Indonesia recorded, the use of LCS gives many direct benefits for business people. The benefits include a more efficient forex transaction conversion cost, alternative funding for trade and direct investment in local currency, alternative hedging instrument in local currency, and diversification of currency exposure in foreign transactions. To support the use of rupiah and yuan, Bank Indonesia and People's Bank of China had appointed some banks in each country as appointed cross-currency dealers or ACCD. These banks are seen to have the ability in facilitating rupiah and yuan transactions according to the agreed LCS cooperation framework. These abilities include a good security and health level, experience in facilitating trade investment transactions, being able to provide various financial services, and good relations with banks in partner countries. There are 11 banks in Indonesia and 8 in China as the appointed cross-currency dealer or ACCD.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩保护我.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmikum.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragen van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Sukabumi in West Java is famous for the Cisadane Tourism Village. According to Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, the village has a huge potential for livestock education tourism in the area. It offers a variety of activities with animal husbandry educational values for tourists, such as ornamental fish and catfish cultivation. Interestingly, the village has also the potential for other educational tourism activities, such as decorating, chopping kites, and planting rice. The village also has a myriad of attractions in the form of outbound flying fox activities, archery, river tubing, camping ground, and Pines Hill. The Cisadane Tourism Village also highlights local cultural values by presenting a culinary garden in which there are angkringan, coffee shops, and traditional Cisadane cooking class activities. You can also visit production houses such as flip-flops crafts, traditional Cisadane games, woven bamboo, shredded catfish, typical batik of the Cicantayan sub-district Sukabumi, and typical pangsi clothes. The expanse of green land and cool air will give you a new adventure sensation while refreshing your body and soul. The Cisadane Tourism Village, located in Cicantayan District, Sukabumi Regency, West Java Province, is included in the category of the 50 best tourism villages in the 2021 Indonesian Tourism Village Award organized by the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy. The existence of this tourism village will have an impact on economic equality in the village. In the future, the West Java Provincial Government will make a regional regulation on tourism village as a legal umbrella for the implementation of the tourism village itself. The Cisadane Tourism Village also applies health protocols so that your holiday atmosphere is safer and more comfortable. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Berjalan di muka rumahku, penuh gaya tersita pandanganku, hingga ku terpesona. Siapakah dirimu? Hatiku ingin tahu segera. Dimanakah rumahmu? Siapakah namamu? Sebutkanlah, ku ingin berkenalan. Terimalah salamku, gayamu dan wajahmu terbawa dalam mimpi diriku di mabuk asmara. Hati yang bertenang pada pandangan pertama.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is still about kerja dari rumah, which means work from home. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Sudah Membaca Surat Belum? Which means, has he read the letter yet? Kevin and Ayu are working from home. They are having an online meeting. Kevin wants to know if the director has read the letter of agreement that is discussed in the meeting or not. Let's listen to the conversation.
Bu Ayu, maaf, Pak Direktur sudah membaca suratnya belum?
Sudah, Pak Direktur setuju dengan isi suratnya.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Direktur, direktur, which means director. Sudah membaca, which means has read. Suratnya, suratnya, which means the letter. Belum, belum, which means not yet. Setuju, setuju, which means agree. Dengan, dengan, which means with. Isi, isi, which means content. Pak Direktur sudah membaca suratnya belum? Pak Direktur sudah membaca suratnya belum? Which means, has the director read the letter yet? Sudah, Pak Direktur setuju. Sudah, Pak Direktur setuju. Which means, yes, he has. He agrees on it. In the dialogue, you hear a question, Pak Direktur sudah membaca suratnya belum? Pak Direktur sudah membaca suratnya belum? Which means, has the director read the letter yet? In the question, there is the word belum, which is placed in the end with high note. It is usually used to know if someone has done something. In the dialogue context between Ayu and Kevin, Kevin wants to know if the director has read the letter of agreement that they are discussing in the meeting or not. Let's listen to the other examples to know if someone has done something or not. Pak Kevin sudah makan siang belum? Pak Kevin sudah makan siang belum? Which means, Mr. Kevin, have you had lunch yet? Sudah bu, which means, yes I have ma'am. Apakah ibu sudah makan siang? Apakah ibu sudah makan siang? Which means, have you had lunch yet ma'am? Belum, belum, which means, not yet. In writing, a position or rank is not preceded by honorifics. Honorific is better to be followed by name. However, in daily speech, the speaker sometimes doesn't mention the name of a person who is a state official or has a higher rank than him. He just mentions the position preceded by honorific. For example, Pak Direktur and Ibu Menteri, which means Mr. Director and Ms. Minister. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Bu Ayu, maaf, Pak Direktur sudah membaca suratnya belum?
Sudah, Pak Direktur setuju dengan isi suratnya.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Itu masih ada. ketulusan cinta ini. Hanya engkaulah satu harapan dan juga satu tujuan dalam hidupku.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, I would like to present a song from North Sumatra entitled Ketabo. The song Ketabo was composed by Nahum Situmorang, a Batak language song composer. The song Ketabo calls for its listeners to visit Padang Sidempuan City in North Sumatra, which is well known as Kotak Salak. The lyrics mention that Padang Sidempuan is harvesting salak or snake fruit. The fruit tastes sweet and sour, but it's nice. Besides snake fruit, there are also many beautiful girls who sell the fruit. If visitors are fascinated by Sidempuan's girls, they should introduce themselves to the girls. Who knows, they could be paired. Well, listener, here is the song Ketabo by Vicky Sianipar featuring Indah Winar. Happy listening!
Musim ni salak saonari di sidongan tonggi-tonggi sapo tai tabo. Musim ni salak saonari di sidongan tonggi-tonggi sapo tai tabo.
Indonesia.
Jamila, Jamila, the bintang film India.
sang pilim India boru ni kali papa main di pandita unggorang doa lang segeri baik ko jamila diri pu anak bodu hape na umina lina oh jamila asa biru sepiru merumar sepola sepola kamu dong ngapo sebegi amuna aka pora 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 rauli tarnu mori senator asna digogoi do mangula pasikola
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.